time you sang so good?
Huh?
When was the last time you sang so good?
I don't even know, Lorraine. What you want to sing it?
You want me to sing it?
I was asking you, do you want to sing it?
Okay. Well, we like to hear it.
Okay.
I would anyway, because it's so good. I tell you. God is so, it's so good.
All right. We'll sing it. It's so good to be here. So good to be here. So good, children, to be here. It's mighty, mighty good to be here. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for being here. Thank the Lord for being here. It's mighty, mighty good to be here. I pray the prayer. Pray the prayer to be here. Pray the prayer, children, to be here. It's mighty, mighty good to be here. It's so good.
So good. To be here.
So good to be here. So good to be here. Mighty, mighty glad to be here. Are you glad to be here? Are you glad to be here? Are you glad, children, to be here? It's mighty, mighty good to be here. It's so good.
So good to be here.
Ain't God good, oh good to be here. So good to be here. It's mighty, mighty good to be here. Lord, I thank you, mighty, mighty good to be here. It's mighty, mighty good to be here. Glory be to God. Yes, it is.
Amen.
But we're here.
I'm mighty good.
Glory be to God. We thank God.
Kind of good. Some kind of good.
Just being here.
Yes, Lord, sir. Hallelujah. This is the first year that I think the pollen has actually bothered me.
No.
It don't usually bother me.
Yeah, it does mean
that's all right. The devil is a lie.
Yes, he is.
And
the devil is a lie.
Yes, he is.
Right. He is.
Tell you the truth.
To God be the glory.
Yes, indeed. He's trying to do all kinds of things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't enough is messing up the car. Got the car trying to call him.
Yes, indeed.
I tell you.
I walked out in the yard the other day and I got in the house, looked at my feet, they were just in green.
I know you put on, you know.
I said, Lord, have mercy, that stuff is everywhere.
Get all on your clothes.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Oh, you got no hat on. Gotta put a hat on
your head, everything get right green. But you know, these are. Dogwoods, they are so pretty.
Yes,
and
they are.
It seems like a lot of that stuff come out in them dogwood trees.
They come out of all trees.
Yeah, but see that by dogwood being
in bloom,
white, it comes out and it just settles. And then when the wind blows, if you stand there, they'll cover you up too. But thank God, you know.
I
won't say nothing about dogwood because when God was
Blint. Yeah, thank God for the pollen.
Yes,
thank God for the pollen.
It caused us to have a lot of food we wouldn't have had it wasn't for the pollen.
That's true. Joe Rufus. I won't say nothing about it.
You're saying all things. You're knowing all things.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's the truth.
And Pastor, that was everybody that was in the waiting room.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm fine. How are you guys?
You're blessed and highly favored. Strength benefits.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Pastor.
Okay, let me back up. I will bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
Praises shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes, sir.
Shall make a boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Yes. Thank
you, Lord. Magnify the Lord with me.
Amen.
Let us exalt his name together.
Yes, sir.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're still here in his day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. When he made the day, he included you to be in it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And so he said, rejoice because you got an invitation.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It's day to day to have a party for him.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. So glorify God for all he continues to do. Uh-huh. In our lives, the year is swiftly moving by.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But God is keeping us through this and keeping us through that.
Yes, sir.
Making a way for us. Hallelujah. That we might be able to do his will.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And, so this is also a test in our. And on our road, on our way to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Worship God and magnify his name.
Amen.
Anybody give God some praise today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Grateful to still be here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Time,
weather,
time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Part of everything, but still grateful that he has left us here a little while long.
Uh-huh. Amen. 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 Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
Go through with whatever it is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. To glorify God because it's all doing for his glory.
Yes.
Amen.
We may not appreciate it.
That's right.
We may not receive it the way he intended for us to receive it, but it's there for his glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For the earth is the Lord's.
Yes, it
is.
Amen. Is thereof and all that dwell therein.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. He does what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it.
That's right.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now in the name of Jesus to worship you in this day. We pray that thou will take charge of this service. In the mighty name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, God.
Yes.
Follow our steps and direct our path according to your word.
Yes.
Your will. In the name of Jesus, take charge of our sight, our eyes, and our mouth, and our nose, and our tongue, that we might speak the word and see what you want us to see and hear what you want us to hear.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Do it, God, in the name of Jesus, and everything will be all right. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Now, affirmation of faith.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth. As scriptures have said, we believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was received by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back, as he promised, to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
Amen.
One God, one faith, and one baptism.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God, thank God for a day after making the faith. It's time we'll go into a scripture and a prayer.
Praise God. I'm going to read from the 15th chapter of John. I am the true vine, and my husband is the Father. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while the other branch that does bear fruit, so that he can move fruitfully. You are ready, clean, because of the world I have spoken. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear itself. It must be in vine. Neither can you bear the fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you believe, if you remain in me, I be in you. You will much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's the 15th chapter of John, talking about the true vine.
Lord.
Mighty thing to pray.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, is once again that you have allowed us to assemble. Lord, for that we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to give your name to you. Thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus, who died that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit that leads and guides you. And thank you, Lord, for being that one and only true God, living God, all-knowing, all-seeing God. And, Lord, bless this service in a special way. Bless the hearers, Lord, that we may have an open heart to receive your word, and that we have a listening ear, Lord. And not only listen, but be doers of your word. Bless the pastor, Lord, as he brings the word, Lord. Give him a word, Lord, that would heal, deliver, and make free. We just say thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. Lord, bless the sick and afflicted, and bless this world, Lord. Heal, deliver this, Lord.
Have your way.
We just saying thank you for all that is going on. We just saying thank you for grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
And so, good.
Yes, yes.
You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord.
He's my everything. Oh, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. Keeps me safe, although I cry. Jesus is my everything. When my load is heavy and it's hard for me to bear, I depend on Jesus. Cause he's always there. He's a king, almighty, and a prince of peace. Jesus is my everything. Oh, He's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus. He's my everything. He's the light in my darkness. He keeps me singing though I cry. Jesus is my everything. Oh, yes. Jesus is my everything. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is our everything. Thank God.
He is our everything.
Scripture and a prayer.
Amen.
Amen. And a selection that follows.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we continue in his worship service.
Thank you, God.
Give him praise on this, I think, 86th day of the year.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Keeping us.
Yes. Amen.
As
yes,
we
sir. Oh, yes. We know now.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Our text today is going to be in the book of Romans. Well, chapter, verse 1 and 2.
Thank you.
Chapter 12.
Well, chapter 12. Okay.
Yes, yes. Romans.
What verse did you say, Pastor?
1 and 2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Romans 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
All right. Are we there?
Amen.
Amen.
Romans 12. Verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Yes.
Holy, acceptable unto God.
Yes.
Which is your reasonable service.
Mm-hmm.
And be not conformed to this world,
mm-hmm.
but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
Definitely, you must transform
yourself. I can't hear what it's saying.
Can't hear you.
Tell somebody you must transform yourself.
You must transform
yourself.
All right, amen.
Must transform
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That we expect God to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something we got to do because he tells us that faith without works is dead.
Uh-huh.
So we got to put forth some effort to do what he wants us to do.
Uh-huh.
And to do that, we got to do the way he said do.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we just can't take and assume that this is all right.
That's true.
Because you think it's all right.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Okay. What you think doesn't matter.
That's right,
if it's not in line with the word.
That's true.
Now, if it's in line with the word, then you're making some sense. But if it's not in line with the word, it does not matter.
Amen.
And we're going to have this problem until we get transformed.
Amen.
As we are going through this, transform means to bring about some kind of change.
Uh-huh.
We got to make a change in our lives.
Yeah, right now.
Glory be to God.
And when we make that change, everything will work out.
Amen. Yes, it will.
All right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And God will be able to get the glory
Yes, it will.
Out of your life.
Glory be to God.
So what
must
happen in order to get this print change?
Mm-hmm.
Change do we got to have? We got to, he told Nicodemus, you got to be born again.
Right now.
Okay, well, how do I get born again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Paul picked up that on Romans 10,
yes,
9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in Romans 10, 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Okay. You got to confess that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the confession. You got to say it with your mouth.
Amen.
I can't say it with my mouth for you.
That's right.
And nobody else can say it for you.
Amen.
You got to say it yourself.
Amen.
That I believe that Jesus is Lord.
My Lord.
And you see that way you're on your way to being transformed.
Uh-huh.
When you believe that Jesus is Lord.
Yes, yes.
And with your heart, that the word has said. Excuse me. With the heart, man, believe it into righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And with the mouth, confession is made into salvation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you believe it in your heart.
Uh-huh.
Man. All right now.
And when you say it, it becomes so.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
It's just like God when he made the heavens and the earth. Nothing happened until he spoke it.
That's right.
When he spoke it, it became whatever he said it was.
Amen.
It is very important that we watch what we say.
That's right.
How we say it.
All right.
And when and to whom we're saying it to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because there is power in our tongue.
Yeah. Amen.
The word said the power of life and death lies where?
In the tongue.
In the tongue.
Yes.
So you got to watch what you're saying because you can call things into existence.
That's right.
And not realize you're doing it.
Uh-huh.
Or we call things out of existence.
Yes.
And not knowing we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture said, whatever you shall loose on earth,
uh-huh.
You have it loose in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you are bound on earth,
uh-huh.
You have it bound in heaven.
Amen.
So you got to watch that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And start calling people names.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
Or putting titles on somebody.
Uh-huh.
Putting an occupation on them and calling them no count.
Uh-huh.
They're no good.
Amen.
Ain't been no good.
Hmm.
Ain't never going to be no good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop saying things like that because those things you are speaking into the existence.
That's right.
Amen.
So it said with the tongue, confession is made into salvation.
Amen.
But the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For this is, there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
Uh-huh.
And whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Uh-huh.
See, all that, you got to believe that now.
You got to call him.
But when you call him, and he's not calling just to call him.
All right, now.
You got to have it in your heart. And be willing and believe what he says.
All right, man.
And I'm saying it just to say it.
Yeah, read your past.
Because the devil calls on the Lord.
He doesn't believe.
Okay, he's not sincere with what he does. Okay. So whoever called on the Lord can be saved.
Amen.
Okay. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed?
Glory be to God.
And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard?
Yes.
You got to hear God's word.
Amen.
And we're not talking about hearing your ears.
My Lord.
Hear with your heart.
Hearing your heart.
Amen.
Okay. And you got to know that.
Yes.
That you heard it.
Yeah.
Because you will bring it to existence.
Amen. My Lord.
Not just to say, I believe it. And never show nothing about it.
Amen. All right now.
You got to be doers of the word.
Uh-huh.
As well as believers of the word.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when you got to show that you believe that he is God. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Say, how then shall they call on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace.
Amen.
And bring good tidings.
Yeah.
To good and good news.
Yes.
So when we preach, we're supposed to preach good tidings.
Good tidings.
Amen. Some good news.
Good news.
All right. So you've been in bad news all week. You come to the house of worship to hear a word of encouragement.
Amen.
A word of empowerment.
Yes.
A word of lifting us up.
Yes.
A word of restoration.
Yes.
A word of forgiveness.
Yes.
Because we all sin.
Yes.
We all fall short.
Yes.
You need to know that I'm not just out here all alone now without the Lord. You need to know that he forgives us.
Yes.
And we call on him and ask him.
Yes.
Because he already paid that price for us.
Amen.
All right. So, as I said, they have not all obey the gospel.
Amen.
For the Lord who is and believes our report.
Yes.
Who has believed our report. When he had preached the gospel. And nobody's following through doing what the word says.
Amen.
The question is raised. Who has believed our report? Okay, and to whom is the arm of the Lord been revealed? You got to hear what the Lord said.
That's true.
In order to be born again.
Right now.
And when we're born again, we're being transformed.
My Lord.
Try to be new and of our mind. Hallelujah. We got to be transformed. For the word of God tells us we got to do that way. Well, as we look at see why we need to be transformed, we look at the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. And we're going to start at that 5th verse. For to be carnally minded is there. That's number one why we need to be transformed. See why we were out in the world without God in our lives.
That's right.
We were carnal-minded. Okay. Now we need to be transformed from being a carnal person.
Yes, yes.
Be a spiritual person.
So
that we can live.
Yes.
Okay, and not die.
Yeah.
The carnal minded man is death. But to be spiritually minded is life.
Yes.
And peace.
Well, it's helpful.
All right. So we need to move from that carnal way of life.
Yes.
So we started killing ourselves.
Right.
Okay, and getting that spiritual kind of life.
Yes.
But we believe everything is working for my good.
All right now.
Okay. And then so I'm not going to worry myself to early grade.
Amen.
I'm not going to worry myself losing out on the joy and peace that's going on in the day. Trouble's going to be here. Trouble ain't going nowhere.
It's
going to stay here. Instead of the trouble getting less, it's going to get worse.
Now
it's getting worse, you got more people in the world.
Yeah.
And the more people you get,
the more
peace. The more trouble you're going to get.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the way people are.
Glory
to God.
They're
greedy.
Amen.
They always want to take what's not theirs. And give and add on to what they got. No matter how rich they may be, they're still trying to take more of what you got.
Amen.
The trouble is there in the land.
Yes,
sir. And we're going to have to deal with it.
But
we need to deal with it the way God said deal with it.
Okay, man.
And the only way we can deal with it the way God said do it is to be transformed.
Renew it, man.
So, when you got saved, the word said all things have become new.
Yes.
Former things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. What happened then? He changed you. Okay, but you left the spiritual man. You didn't transform him. You got to transform him into your physical body.
Yeah.
Well, it's so.
And your spiritual body. In your spiritual mind, we got to do that for the word of God.
Yes.
Okay, the word says, be ye transformed. Say, don't be conformed to the things of the world. We got too many saints want to do what the world's doing.
That's right.
The same way the world's doing it.
Amen.
You can do these things, but you got to do it in the right condition.
That's right.
Okay, in the right way.
But
we want to do it the way the world's doing it.
Well, it's so.
So we can look at one another and can't tell you from the world.
Yes.
There should be a change in your life. Change that transformed you from that cardinal person to a spiritual person.
Yes.
That you will do the will of God. And rejoice and going through whatever the trial and tribulation may be.
All right.
That God has done this for you.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
So then he says that they that are carnal, they cannot please God.
That's true.
Because carnality is the mind, is the flesh. And the word tells us there's no good thing
in the flesh.
In the flesh.
Well, that's true, my Lord.
Okay. So the cardinal mind is the empathy with God.
Yes.
Okay. And it is not subject to to the law of God.
That's true.
And it can't even be that way.
Well, my Lord.
The cardinal mind can't get in line with the word of God.
No, it can't.
Because the cardinal mind is doing what you think is right.
Uh-huh.
How you feel about it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we'll say, I feel like this about it.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter what you feel like.
Right.
What does the word say
Amen.
About the situation?
Uh-huh.
And whatever the word says about the situation
uh-huh.
is what we ought to be doing.
Yes, sir.
Glory be to God.
Yes. Amen.
The word tells us how to handle every situation in life.
Mm-hmm.
But we refuse to do it because we got to put our 2 cent worth in there.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
You don't know more than God.
Yeah.
God knows more than you.
Yeah.
And know more than you ever will know.
Yeah.
Okay, if you get into books and study, 24 hours a day, for the rest of your life, you still never catch up with what God knows.
Amen.
God knows everything.
That's
not even here yet.
All right.
What is yet to come.
Yeah.
He knows the past, your present, and your future.
Yes.
Everything.
All you know is your past.
Uh-huh.
And you're hoping, and you don't even know what the future is going to be because you don't know what the next second is going to be.
Oh, Lord Jesus. My
Amen.
Lord.
But you may not be here the next second.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
So
God knows how long you're going to be here.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Right
yes,
down to the second.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Glory and be to God. You look at the games down in the basketball clock. They
uh-huh.
can make seconds down.
Uh-huh.
And when I was in school, a second was that time it popped, it gone.
Uh-huh.
You had all them little things in between.
Yeah, yeah.
But now they break the second down.
Yeah.
And they would score points and things in that 1 second.
Uh-huh.
All right. So God knows all that.
Yes, he does.
And more. But ye are not the in the flesh.
That's right, my Lord.
It tells somebody I ain't in the flesh.
I
might look like I'm in there.
Look like I'm in.
But I'm not in the flesh because I've been transformed.
I'm not in the flesh because I've been transformed.
And that transformation is going to make us change our mind.
Yeah.
See you transformed by the renewing of your mind. We're like an electronic. Take your phone.
Uh-huh.
You got a phone?
Yes.
And it's like you getting the phone and the batteries come with it, but they're not in the phone.
My Lord.
You picked up the phone, but you forgot to pass on the battery.
Uh-huh.
You wonder why they ain't working right.
Uh-huh.
You wonder why this is wrong and why that is wrong.
Yeah.
I can't never feel no joy, no peace. It's because you didn't pass on the battery.
All right.
The battery is going to bring life to your phone.
Uh-huh.
The battery is going to bring life to you.
Uh-huh.
And you do that by a new mind.
Uh-huh. My Lord.
And that's what you got to do. You must be transformed.
Amen.
Stop waiting for God to change you.
Uh-huh.
He already changed you.
Yes, he has.
But the transformation of the mind is left up to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's right.
I said it again. The transformation of your mind is left up to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We left the spirit.
Uh-huh.
And brought the old mind we had.
Yes.
Before we
got Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They said, but ye are not of the flesh, of the, you're in the spirit.
Uh-huh.
So they that are in the spirit of God dwells in you.
Yes, my Lord.
Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ,
yes,
he is none of his.
Well, my Lord.
That's how important it is to get that mind transformed. Okay. And it's not a hard thing to do.
No, it's not, my Lord.
It's just a matter of changing your mind.
That's true.
Change the way you think about things.
Yes, sir.
All of us in here have made up our mind about doing something at one point or another.
Uh-huh.
And then later on down the road, you change your mind.
Yeah.
And didn't do that thing, you done something else.
Yeah.
Well, you can do the same thing with this.
Yeah, man.
The word said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can transform yourself by changing your mind. Change your mind from the carnal mind to the spiritual mind.
Amen.
Change your mind from thinking I can't to a mind that said, I can with God.
I can. Glory be to God.
Change that mind saying that I got the word about this. To mind that saying that I don't have to worry about nothing.
Because
I'm instructed by God's word, worry about nothing.
Worry about nothing.
What is worrying going to do for you?
Nothing.
Nothing but kill you.
Oh,
that's
right,
God.
Amen.
That's right.
That kind of mind is there.
Yeah.
So why are we worrying about these things every day?
Amen.
Okay, somebody gonna leave here and go worry.
That's true.
That's it,
Pastor. And it's because the devil is feeding your mind.
Uh-huh.
And you're hearing what he said and not what the Lord said.
Tell it, Pastor. Preach it.
My Lord.
The 10th verse says, and if Christ be in you,
yes.
Amen.
The body is dead because of sin. Okay. The flesh is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life. Because of righteousness.
Yes. Amen.
Okay.
Yes, Lord.
Sin make you dead.
Uh-huh.
Spirit give you life.
Amen.
For the wages of sin is?
Death.
Yeah.
And the gift of God is?
Eternal life.
All right. Hey, okay. 11th verse. But if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwell in you.
Glory be to God.
So if you haven't got that spirit in you, he can't quicken you.
Well, sure. Amen.
You got to get that spirit in you. Get that spirit transformed in you.
Yes,
sir.
So that you can be transformed, quickened when it comes.
Uh-huh.
Or you got to be quickened when it comes back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he can call you up.
Uh-huh.
Meet him in there.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you ain't quickened, you're going to be laying there sleeping.
Amen.
And waiting for the time when they all those demons and things gonna come. Tribulation.
Yes.
And the beasts and everything gonna be there.
Yes, Lord, my Lord.
Okay, you had to go through those times of suffering. Pain and agony.
Yes, God.
All right. For if ye live out the flesh, ye shall die, but if you do the spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
Amen.
Mortify the deeds of the body.
Yes, amen. I know.
You got to kill them.
Amen.
And sanctify them.
Amen.
Okay. All right, they got to be changed. Move out. So the Spirit of God can move in.
Yes, yes, glory.
Okay. Okay, verse 15. Ye have not received the spirit of bondage.
Amen.
God didn't give that spirit to get you all bound down.
That's right, amen.
Amen.
But we've been bound in ourselves.
Yes. Yes, yes.
That spirit is not of God.
Okay.
That we are afraid.
Yes.
Of the devil.
Uh-huh.
We should be afraid of the devil. We got more power than he got.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
He's supposed to obey you.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But ye have received the spirit of adoption. Whereby we can cry out, Abba Father.
Yes.
The spirit itself bear witness.
Yes, yes.
With our spirit. But ye are the children of God.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And if you are children, then you are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs.
Yes,
sir. With Christ also. Okay. You are the children of God.
Man.
Okay. You're no longer who you used to be.
Well, that's true, my Lord.
You've been changed.
You've
been bought for the price.
Yes, that's right.
And you've been to the water.
Yes.
You've been baptized.
Glory be to God.
You've been living. A life for the Lord.
Yes, yes.
He has sustained you and given you everything you need.
Yes, he has, my Lord.
Make it through this world.
Mm-hmm.
You get everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
You always have your head up high.
Yes. Yes.
Looking to the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Which come in your help.
Oh, yeah.
Glory be to God.
Knowing that it come from God.
Yes.
Be new. Be transformed by renewing of your mind.
Yes, yes.
Be transformed
By
the renewing of your mind.
Be transformed
by the renewing of your mind.
Yes,
didn't say God want them to do it, but you.
Yes.
Transform yourself.
Yes.
By renewing
your
mind.
Yes.
Do that.
Glory to God.
And you shall live. Okay. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be counted. To be compared with the glory. Which shall be revealed in us.
Yes.
Our suffering that we're going through.
Amen.
It doesn't come up to what we're going to get. It doesn't, you can't even compare it.
That's true.
Okay. You're going to more than be blessed and paid for. With things that you went through. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the Son of God.
Amen. Yes, yes, my Lord.
For the creature was made subject to vanity. Not willingly, but by reason of him who has subject that same in hope.
My Lord.
So the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
To the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Uh-huh.
For we know the whole creation groan and prevail in pain.
Yes, yes.
Together until now.
Mm-hmm.
And not only they that, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Even we ourselves groan within ourselves.
Yes.
Waiting for the adoption. With the redemption of the body.
Yes.
For we are saved by hope.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
And you are saved by hope.
Yes. Amen.
But hope is not seen.
Mm-mm.
Is not hope. Excuse me, hope that is seen is not hope.
Uh-huh.
If you see it, why are you hoping for it?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What a man see it. Yes, what do you yet hope for?
Uh-huh. That's true. Mm-mm.
But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patient wait for it?
Amen. Yes, my Lord.
Hey, you can't say I am tired of doing this.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I done it yesterday. Okay. I'm tired of forgiving that same person.
Yes, sir.
If I forgive them, they're going to do it all over again. Well, God forgives you knowing that you can do it all over again, too.
Amen.
If so.
Likewise, the Spirit also hopeth our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for.
That's true.
As we ought to.
Mm-hmm.
But the Spirit itself make intercession for us.
Amen.
With groaning which cannot be uttered.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know what to pray for.
We're
talking about what we know. Okay, you don't even know what to ask for.
Slow down.
Talking about what you need.
Uh-huh.
Spirit of God intercedes for us.
Yeah.
And tell God what we need.
Amen. Yes,
okay, and then God grant that to us.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
By his son Jesus.
Thank you, God.
27 says, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit.
Man.
Because he made intercession for the saints.
Well, that's true.
According to the will of God.
Uh-huh.
God, that's why the Holy Spirit is so important to us.
Uh-huh.
You can't talk to God. You got to talk through his Spirit.
Amen.
Okay. You got to pray through his Spirit. His Spirit got to let God know what you mean.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise God.
Verse 28. And we know.
Tell
it,
Amen.
I'm saying I don't know that.
Hello.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
You know.
You know.
That all things.
Yes, all things. All things.
What does all include?
Everything.
Everything.
Yes.
So we can read it this way. And you know that everything.
Everything.
Come on and say everything.
Everything.
Okay. And we know that everything works
Together.
Amen.
Good to them.
Praise the Lord. Well, good to them.
Yeah. Good to them.
That love God.
Love God.
My Lord.
Okay. Whatever comes your way that day. Even though the enemy might mean it for your bad.
Right now, preach it.
God's going to turn it to your good.
Yeah, he's going to turn it around.
Of everything.
Everything.
Works together.
Together.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the good of them that love the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
For them who are called, are the called.
Oh, according to his.
According to his purpose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell somebody you got to be called.
You got to be called.
If you were one of his called out ones, it's going
to
work for your good.
Amen.
And if you're living for him, then you are one of his called out ones.
Yes, sir.
Yes. If you're the children of God, like we read earlier, you're the one that's the called out one.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Somebody's ought to say, this scripture is for me.
This scripture is for me.
Amen. We're going to read it again. And you know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Them who are called according to God's purpose.
Amen.
Not your purpose.
That's right.
God's purpose.
Amen.
You're not here to do your will.
You're
here to do the will of the Father.
All right.
He put you here to do something for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For whom he did foreknew.
Yes.
He also predestined.
Yes.
To be transformed in the image of his son.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He knew you before you were formed.
That's right.
He knew you before the earth was formed.
Yes.
And now you've been predestined.
That's right.
It was predestined that you'd be here today.
Uh-huh.
It was predestined that you continue to do what God said.
Yeah.
It was all in God's plan.
Uh-huh.
Thousands of years ago. Yeah. It was in God's plan.
Jesus.
Then we also called, and to whom he called. Then we also justified.
Yes.
All right.
So he called you.
Yes.
And every bad deed you did, he justified it for you.
Yes.
He made it all right.
Yes, indeed.
And here you are with a hold on somebody else. God done let you free. Let you come forth. He pardoned you.
Yes.
He didn't put you on parole. He pardoned you.
Yes.
He got rid of that sin.
Uh-huh.
It won't come up no more.
Uh-huh.
To condemn you in this world.
Uh-huh.
Not in the world to come.
Yeah,
that's so. God is not going to bring it up.
Uh-huh.
The devil's going to bring it up.
Thank you.
You can bring it up to the saints.
Yes.
You can bring it to the preachers.
Yes.
You can bring it to everybody can get through that saved.
Yeah,
but God is not going to hold it against you.
All right,
he's
now.
He's not going to condemn you in this world.
Yeah.
By the first verse of this chapter says, therefore there's no more condemnation.
Uh-huh.
So that in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I got to quit. Running over my time. So we're going to quit on that verse.
In the name of Jesus. That's good.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be
and
God.
We Jesus. Know.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he does.
It all things. You know that.
Uh-huh.
And here you are boo-hooing.
Uh-huh.
Pulling your hair out.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Facing the floor.
Uh-huh.
Can't sleep at night.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Here you are doing all this worrying, all this crying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When everything is working for you good.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Amen.
And neighbor.
Neighbor.
May not be good right now.
May not be good right now.
We'll all get together.
It's
gonna turn out for my good.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You must be
transformed.
You got to transform yourself.
My Lord.
You must transform yourself.
Okay, so you can think the Bible way.
Yes.
All right, place yourself in the word.
Yeah.
Did not Jesus said abide in me?
That's right.
And I will abide in you.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus is the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
So in the beginning was the word.
Yes.
And the word was with God.
And the word was God.
Yes. My Lord.
And the word was made flesh.
Uh-huh.
Came and dwelt among men.
Yes, Lord.
And that was Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Put yourself in the word. Everything will be all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Glory. Thank you for the word, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Great word. Great word.
For good news.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
For clarity. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Isn't that good news?
Good news.
Good news. Thank you, Lord.
Yay, Lord. Thank you.
Ain't it good news, sir. Know that you can do all things?
Yes.
Yes.
Through Christ.
Yes.
It's cracking you. Ain't that good news?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes, it's good news.
And everything.
Uh-huh.
No matter how bad it might be right now.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
It's turning out for my good.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
So I can go with it for right now.
Uh-huh.
And it says, that's why they said it is not even gonna be comparison. We ain't worried about to compare, be comparison. We're gonna get and doing these trials and tribulations.
Yes. Amen. Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Pastor. Good word. You always give us a good word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Nobody but God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Jesus.
Thank you.
He did it for my good. God did it for my good.
Same girl, same.
He brought me out without a doubt. He did it for my good.
Yes, yes, yes.
I did it for my good. God did it for my good. He brought me out without
a doubt,
God did it for my good.
Yes, he
did. Yes, he
did. Brought me out without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
And he done it for my good. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Anybody, Pastor, tell you when they were chastising you, it's going to hurt you more than it does, hurt me more than it does you.
Yes.
And I'm doing it because I love you.
I heard that so many times.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For your good.
It used to make me mad when they said it, Pastor.
But I do it because I live. Don't want to see you go astray.
Could not understand how it was hurting them. Couldn't understand how it was hurting them more than hurting me. I wouldn't get the licks.
You're right. But you learned, though.
Yeah,
it will
tell
you good.
It turned out for my good years down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't no telling what kind of trouble we could have got into.
Amen.
Glory. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Oh, my good.
As this guest gives us a closing prayer.
Father God, we thank you for the service call this morning, God. We thank you for this worship experience. We thank you, God, for each and every one that was in the service on this morning, God. Pray that they're leaving, not as they came to sit with us. We say it that way, God.
Bless Lord.
That they'll have a blessed day because of this service. We bless the pastor on today. God bless the pastor.
Him, Lord.
God bless each and every one that was in attendance this morning. We thank you for your word, God, on this morning that will keep us, God, and sustain us. We just thank you, God. And we thank you, God. Let may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and rule and abide with us henceforth, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.